It's Tuesday, 13th of July, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Rhodes.
You all right?
Nikki.
Hey.
And Winks.
Hey.
We got some news to talk about this week, and a main topic that'll cause the internet to burn down, I hope, assume, one of those. First, we'll start, as we often do. What's everyone been playing? Rhodes, take us away.
I've been playing a very small hidden gem of a video game called The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of it. I keep asking people about it and they're like, oh, is that like a sequel to like insert like inverted version of Skyrim here? I can't know words, it's too warm.
Middle Earth.
It's that Lord of the Rings sequel. You got it. That's Skyrim. It's really fucking buggy in it, Skyrim. I don't know. I don't know if any of you ever played Skyrim on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know this, but the Xbox One and now Xbox Series X version have this bug where you get a little, like, the loading symbol that appears in, like, the bottom right corner. It just never goes away. And I was like, this is really annoying. I wonder how you get rid of it. So I was like, I'm sure it'll be something really simple because, you know, it's always Bethesda and it's always really stupid oversight, these kind of things. So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a Google. And I went to Reddit. And Reddit was like, oh, you've got the infamous, like, loading loop in the bottom right corner, which isn't really an inconvenience, but like it's just a bit annoying. You just kind of want to get rid of it. That's a shame, because the only way of fixing this issue is to just factory reset the entire console. And I was like,
what?
I was like, how? What do you mean? how is this so? How is this like issue so absurdly like simple yet so viciously complex to completely resolve? Like, I was like, no way. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe it's Reddit being Reddit because they all hate Bethesda. Maybe it's like, you know, maybe there's a new fix because it's the Xbox Series X. And after about 13 pages of Google, clicking on every link, I've come to the conclusion that in order to resolve this small visual issue with Skyrim on the Xbox Series X, you do in fact have to factory reset the entire console.
That's insane.
And I was like, wow. I mean, on the one hand, it's not as bad as the memory leak on the PS3 or the fact that you couldn't put your head underwater on the PS3. But on the other hand, at least you never had to factory reset your PS3 to get rid of any annoying little visual errors with the game. And
anyone figure that out? Someone had to factory reset it there to figure that out.
That's a very good point.
I mean, yeah, they must have been so frustrated that, fine, I'll factory reset.
Shall I factory reset my Xbox and feedback next week?
No.
I mean, it's fine. Like, the only other thing I've got on my Xbox is, like, Pro Evolution Soccer 2017. So.
Oh, yeah. Factory reset away.
But yeah, that's all. Like, Skyrim is still great. Like, it's still really fun. I just, you know, I just thought I'd feedback on that little gem of Bethesda bug. Even 10 years later, it's still coming up with some absolute doozies, that game.
Amazing. Nikki, what about yourself?
Hello. Well, I can't talk about the game that I want to talk about at the moment. So I'm gonna have a little quick rant about gacha games, because that's kind of my life at the minute. I've kind of hit a wall in Genshin Impact, and I might have to stop playing because it's, yeah. So long story short, Genshin, I've hit a point in Genshin where, take that back. The way the game works, for anyone who hasn't played it, is like, as you do quests and progress through the game, you increase your adventure rank. And that kind of dictates like what content you can do. Some story content is locked behind certain ranks, yada, yada, yada. And when you hit certain ranks, it increases the world level. And the world level dictates the overall level of enemies. Problem is, you can't turn that down. You can by one. So if you're in tier 8, you can go back to tier 7 and all the rewards scale, but you can't go back down to 1. So it gets to, you reach a point where you're kind of struggling and everything's a bit difficult. And the easiest way to get around that is to just level up your team, make them better. Except that's where I've hit the wall, in that because of the way the games, and this is, we talked about this actually the other day, and I've decided that this is a two-sided issue. One, it's the inherent design of a gacha game, and two, it's just bad design. It's just an oversight. The game doesn't make it clear how you should best level up your characters and how you should best spend your resources. And it takes a lot of resources to get one character to max level and make them very efficient. And realistically, after doing way more research than I should have, I've figured out that what you should do is basically just level up your main DPS. Get them to max, and then focus on everyone else. Like you basically shouldn't level anyone else. The game doesn't make that clear, because obviously you get a new character, you want to play with them, you level them up, blah, 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 blah. But I've hit this point where like I can't level my character because the items I need to level them are in domains. You can only do so many a day because you've got a resin cap. The RNG is terrible, and the tier of rewards that I need to actually have enough of an effect to then be able to do the rest of the content is too high a level for me to even get. So I'm in this weird limbo where I'm like, my options are spend literally hours, like a shit ton of time. I spent an hour and a half the other day and made no progress, just trying to farm, made no progress, or drop a load of money. But the money wouldn't even solve the issue, because that would only let me get stronger weapons or better characters. I still have to level them up. And the problem is, I've been building Hu Tao as my main DPS, and the items that she needs to level up are from one boss, and he's arguably the most difficult boss in the game. So conclusion, I'm really bad at this game, and I've hit a point where I'm just like, the game is just no longer fun because I just can't do anything. But the whole 2.0 update is coming in like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do that content, because general mobs in the world are kicking my face. Like, that's even before I get into like story quests and stuff. So I'm just kind of like, shit.
I am. I know the resolution to this problem.
Stop playing gacha games?
No. If you factory reset your PC, it will fix any glaring issues with the game.
I don't think it will.
No, it will. Trust me. I work for Bethesda. My dad works for Bethesda.
Dad works for Bethesda. He knew Todd Howard.
Yeah, he hit my
He is Todd Howard.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it, but my dad is actually Todd Howard. Which is why I'm really, really good at like selling things. I don't know.
But yeah, that's kind of just my rant about gacha. That's really all I've been playing is gacha games. And a lot of Sea of Thieves, but that's the same old.
Okay, Winx, what about yourself?
Ooh, I've finally gotten able to play a game I've wanted to play for a long time. It's called Carto. It's a nice little, it's a gorgeous little indie title. It's a top-down puzzle adventure game. Kind of like Don't Starve, but if it was on pacifist mode. Well, the only way they could probably take damage would be like self-sustained after trying to figure out like a puzzle that you couldn't figure out properly. But yeah, so I think the premise is, you know, you're in an airship with your grandma, Cash, and you play around with grandma's cartography table, and then you get sucked out of the airship, and it's like, goodbye, granny. And she didn't bother to help you. She's just like, oh, bye! And so long, sucker! You just
cheers, granny.
Yeah, and say, yo, survival of the fittest! And thanks, gran! And then you just land on an island, and you just gotta try and figure out your way around. Like, you roam around, find little bits of a map, and you can pull out the screen so you can see the entire world map that you've got. And a lot of the puzzles are it's solely like rotating your little bits of map and putting them together with the larger map. If you've played what's that Dorfromantic game, the one that came out recently, the German one, where it's like a puzzle game where you're placing hexagon tiles around to fit them in with other environmental areas to make gain points, I guess. It's similar to that where, like, if you place your little tile map into a wildlands area, then it'll expand the wildlands area. If you put it on a, like, you want to connect them to, like, a sea levels, the sea environments. It's, yeah, that's how you get them to match up. But the game itself is so good. It's incredibly challenging too, but in a way that's really rewarding. Like, there's only one point where I was actually lost, and I was literally lost in a woods where I only had two tiles and I had to make it through some fog. And it was like little audio cues being like, oh, you did it right. Oh, you did it wrong. Like, it's continuously. But yeah, like, I would super recommend Carto. Had I have played it last year, it would have been my game of the year. It's amazing. And I wish I could play more of it, but I seem to have gotten Rhodes' problem of like an Xbox glitch where I tried to boot it up yesterday and it just kept crashing, so I can't play it. So that's Game Pass for you.
I've got the solution.
What is it? Please tell me, Doctor.
You should try factory resetting the hardware that you're using.
Right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find like a thin paperclip. I'm going to factory reset my brain from my nose.
You do from your nose? I do mine from my ear.
Oh,
I think
I'm a different model. High spec. So
I'm like a fucking earbook.
You're like Poundland. I'm like Apple.
No, come on now. I don't want to be Poundland. Can I be like Pound Sable?
Oh, okay.
Woolworths.
Woolies.
Debenham.
Aces Woolies. Oh. Aces Sports, Sports Direct.
Ah.
Why am I Sports Direct?
Because you're not allowed to urinate or communicate with us when on shift.
I also know nothing about sports.
Isn't it Amazon?
Yeah, both. Well, it's both, I think, yeah.
Goodness.
Anyway, a game that I wanted to talk about is, can you guess, it's Yakuza 6.
I'm so shocked. Are you playing it on the Xbox?
I am. No, have I you don't need any to reset it. No, the issue that I want to bring up this week is how convoluted the side stuff is. So, the fishing minigame, I know I was complaining last week about fishing minigames. The fishing minigame in Yakuza 6 is actually quite good because you are spear fishing. You're swimming along on a on-rails section and you got a spear gun. That's fine. You're not fishing with a fishing rod and having to pull it 70 yards back to it's just, anyway, the spear gun is you can unlock multiple spear guns. One of the side missions related to the fishing minigame is a baseball player comes along and says, "Oh, I really want a delicious octopus. They are only found in this area of Japan." And you're like, okay, I'll go and get you a delicious octopus, and then you can join my baseball team. What's that? Baseball team? Yes, Kiryu is running a baseball team. He is the manager. You have to recruit people around town, including this professional baseball player, which seems a bit unfair to me, but anyway. There's another one that you have to pay 1,000,000 yen to, and then he'll join. And another one, you have to get some sushi from a different town, so it's not really going to be that fresh by the time you get back to him. But anyway, so this delicious octopus, it's not the easiest boss because all the other fish take 1, 2, or 3 spears to catch. The delicious octopus takes boatload, literally. So you need a better spear gun, obviously, because your normal one will only fire 4, I think, harpoons, and then you have to reload, and reloading takes time, so you get damaged, which means you lose air, which means you have to surface. So I look up, because I'm a dirty cheat, how to get a better spear gun. And it says, oh, to get the better spear gun, you have to complete this section or this amount of this other mini game, where Kiryu gets a clan, or the Kiryu clan of people together to fight off some ruffians. That's the simplest way to describe it. So to get this baseball player on your baseball team, you need to do this clan game multiple times, which involves recruiting clan members from around town so that you can get the spear gun to get the octopus to give to the baseball guy to make him join your team, or grind the clan mini game to earn money to get this guy who costs $1 million, or wait until further in the story when you go back to this other section, this other town, so you can get sushi, or all three, you know.
This baseball,
it's just so convoluted.
I'm still hung up on the fact that you called this octopus a boss.
Yes, because the on-rails section, you go through along the same. You have three different trenches to go along, and you encounter fish and sharks and blowfish and squids. And right at the end is a boss creature, which takes multiple spears to finish off.
No whales, I hear. That's good.
No, there is a giant shark, but I don't think there are any whales. I think there might have been a dolphin. I don't know. Yes, that is my Yakuza 6 rant for this week. Hopefully the game does not get any more convoluted or throw any more annoying issues before I get a chance to finish it. I actually managed to play very much of it this past week because, you know, grinding minigames. Speaking of, I don't know, games, Ubisoft have announced the next entry into the Assassin's Creed franchise, question mark. They've announced the Assassin's Creed Infinity, which is the future of the Assassin's Creed franchise, and basically is going to be a game as a service Assassin's Creed with updates and content and, you know, more than they already do.
You know, in Deus Ex Human Revolution, where Adam Jensen gets like all the augmentations and he's absolutely fuming. That's how I feel about this. Like, no one asked for it. I didn't ask for it. Why?
I would have done it.
No, you didn't. You don't even want Assassin's Creed on a normal day today.
No. I've got a pitch, though, for Assassin's Creed, just from hearing of Infinity. Like, I don't know what the game is about, but I kind of want it to be set in the future because it's so dumb. And, like, the plot for it could be, like, so they've, like, completely simulated present day or something, and its trajectory of where it's going to go. So, and you need to take out the Templars of the future, and it'll be like terraforming Mars or something. And at the end, you kill the main baddie, and you just find out that you've killed your great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter or something. And then...
Isn't this a Busted song?
Yeah.
And your great-great-great-granddaughter is pretty evil.
It's pretty dead.
You got me.
But yeah, I think I speak on behalf of all of humanity when I say no one wants this. Someone will probably buy it. I mean, I know I'm obviously not speaking for everyone, but like,
insert Lara Croft no here.
No.
It could go like one of two ways. It could turn into just an MMO a la Final Fantasy 14, and people who want that will like it, and I guess cool. Or it could turn into Marvel's Avengers.
I see it as more of like a Division-esque game, like the Division 2. Like, I feel like it'll be okay. It'll have its fandom. It won't really be like an MMO. It'll basically be a single-player game that you can play with friends, but probably didn't really need it.
Ooh. Destiny, you know what?
Destiny 1?
Destiny 0? There should be Tom Clancy's Assassin's Creed Rayman edition. Just combine it all. Just they're doing it anyway.
I don't think you're allowed to say Tom Clancy and not follow Whisper in the Cell and then not apologize to Ace immediately.
To be fair, one episode of the Greencast was called Tom Clancy's Far Cry.
That's the other franchise.
That's unfortunate, Ace. Ace, how would you feel if they brought back Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, but as a game as a service, like always online game?
They have. They made a mobile game.
Yeah, but they don't count.
Mobile gamers aren't real gamers. Hashtag.
Exactly.
I'll just leave then.
Well, you can't even get past the first chapter of Genshin, pal. Hmm? I don't know. Is it chapters? I've got no idea.
I'm at the end game, you twit.
Well, next week you won't be.
And how far did you get, huh?
I got about 10 minutes in and then I realised it was shit, so I stopped playing.
Weak.
Yeah, that's probably the better way of spelling weeb, to be honest.
I didn't want to play it because I didn't want my shins to be impacted.
Why are you like this?
Well, speaking of stopping doing something, Konami announced that Barcelona and France football star Antoine Griezmann was their Yu-Gi-Oh! Spokesperson, sorry, ambassador. And then said footballer did a racism and is now no longer affiliated with Konami.
Yu-Gi-Oh! No.
It's very good. It's always an important lesson to learn here. And I'm gonna tell it to all of our young listeners. Even if you earn 880,000 euros a week, people will still hate you if you're racist.
Don't do a racism, kids.
Yes, especially on camera. And don't deny it after you've done it either, even though you can see the video of yourself doing it, because that makes it even worse. People hate that even more.
But it's okay. He did tweet an apology saying that he's always been committed against any form of discrimination.
Except his own.
That's almost as bad as the UK government.
No, they announced that they are not racist. They're
for today.
Their study announced that they are not racist.
Yeah, they did a survey, but it took a year, and they were like, "Nope, no racism here."
The other day, I woke up and I did a study in my house to see how popular Persona 5 was, and it turns out no one likes it. So,
Konami did also bring up the fact that he's a footballer, so they are in talks with FC Barcelona in regards to Griezmann appearing in eFootball Pro Evolution Soccer.
Like, not to take away from the fact that, like, some rich person did a racism, you know, like, that's terrible and they should be ashamed of themselves. I'm still just, like, hung up on the fact they got a footballer to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Ambassador.
Oh, yeah, like this is the thing with Anton Griezmann. He's basically like a 13-year-old boy trapped in a man's body. He's like 28, 29.
Is that why he was the ambassador for Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, but he's a massive, like, nerd. Like, when he scored the World Cup final a couple of years ago and he did, like, a Fortnite dance. Like, I mean, that's the level we're at here.
If you'd just started with that, we could have had this conversation with him so much shorter, because we could have just already, like, come to the conclusion.
I'd have moved on.
Yeah.
I think, like, it comfortably summarizes the mentality of the man. It doesn't excuse the racism, of course, but, you know, like, he's definitely someone who never matured properly. But, yeah, he's a massive nerd, and that's how he ended up in... I think he's a big Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan, and obviously, he's a big star, so, like, you put these people in because it works. It's good business. Until they start insulting Asian people, of course, which is a key demographic for Yu-Gi-Oh! If you or our listeners were not aware.
What you're saying is just be racist, but not for what you're getting your money from. All right, Adam, sign that off.
No.
Like, yeah.
Well, it's like how, like, LGBT things that matter 11 months of the year. You know, just don't do it if you're connected with the person. If you're not, then obviously you can get away with it.
I really hope our listeners can tell that you're being sarcastic.
But am I?
Don't
I am.
Be a racism.
Yeah, racism.
Do a racism, don't be a racism.
Just
saying, if you're especially, like, never be racist, but, like, never be racist in public either, because you just don't
on
know.
On video.
On video as an international superstar. Like, it's like a checklist of like, how could I possibly just get myself absolutely obliterated by the media? Here we go.
As a great person once told me and gave me the best advice ever, which I think I'll pass on to Luffy now, it's a very simple life lesson. Don't be a dick. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Don't be a dick.
I'd like to reiterate something that we've said before on the Greencast. If you're a racist, please stop listening to our podcast.
Yeah. However, Antoine Griezmann, buy his shirts. If you are racist, you've got representation there.
If you don't want to be, if you can't be a dick, then you know, just be a Richard instead.
Yeah. If you want to be racist, earn 800,000 euros a week for several years. And then be racist, so that when you do lose everything, you've still got quite a lot to fall back on.
Well, just don't be racist.
Well, speaking of people being dicks, a talent agency in Japan is being a bit of a dick, because a Japanese showbiz news website called Nikkan Taishu has claimed that the main character for Judgment and Lost Judgment, the I've forgotten the studio. Dang it.
Oh, I can never remember how to say it. I know who you mean.
The developer of the Yakuza series and Lost Judgment. Anyway, the main character of those games, his talent agency is saying that they do not want his face to appear in PC versions of games. That's why Judgment and Lost Judgment are not coming to PC. And as a result, it may be that Lost Judgment is the final Judgment game because of this, because obviously Sega have started releasing, well, have been releasing games on PC for a while now. And that's an avenue that they cannot explore once with the Judgment series, so they're probably going to drop the Judgment series.
There's a really interesting, like, we don't know the actual reason as to why they're pushing back on this.
I have theories.
You have the actual reason?
I have theories.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, because the theory and what I feel like might actually be probably the most likely, and it was something my friend told me, it literally said to me earlier, which is they reckon, and I'm in support of this theory, they reckon that the reason they're pushing back is because people can mod games on PC, whether it be by consent or not. And let's be honest, a lot of game models get ripped and used for some pretty interesting content on the internet. And there's the theory is that they're aware of that and they don't want that to happen. Because you've got to bear in mind as well that Judgment had an issue where, like, one of the actors, because they were using just straight up people as characters, like, he got found with like a tiny amount of drugs, and obviously drugs in Japan is a big no-no, and they had to completely remove him from the game.
They didn't remove, they replaced.
Completely.
Oh, there you go. So, like, this agency is probably like, oh, what if someone ripped the model of the character and, I don't know, had him smoking a bong? I don't know how drugs work.
Well, that's the thing, right? So it's not even just the modding scene, because didn't this thing happen, like, something happened with David Cage, right? With Beyond Two Souls, with Ellen Page. Like, there was, like, someone on the team at Remedy, is it Remedy that he works for? They had a very detailed model of Ellen Page. They just had it, and then I think it was just in the game, so it was accessible. And that blurs the line a lot, regardless of having, like, actors in video games. But
I'm right thinking it was like a shower scene, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And then they cut it, and then that's what they put online.
Just very quickly to interrupt. It wasn't Remedy; it was Quantum Dream.
Quantum Dream. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously, it gave people access to a very, very realistic representation of what someone would look like in that situation.
So that's like the con. Obviously, that not the con, but the that's what we can understand from the agency's perspective. But it's a bit silly that, like, if agencies had that power over their like the rights for the actors in like film or anything else, like if they didn't want them to be in other like streaming services because for some reason, I just don't think it really applies like with video games. And I don't think even the modding would stop that. Like it's already a game on consoles. You can mod console games just and their models, you can rip them. It may be harder, but people do it. If it's a will of the way, it takes one person. So it's like, why even bother getting actors in and like having their likenesses in the video games in the first place?
Yeah. It is worth bearing in mind that like talent agents, like it differs per region. And like, yeah, it sounds really kind of like lame to put it this way, but like, I think this is very much like just, I feel like you wouldn't maybe have, Sega wouldn't be having this issue with, say, like a talent agency in America. Whereas I think it is unfortunate, like Japan have very strict kind of ways in which they do things with like their businesses and like the way the actors and actresses and stuff are represented. It's why sometimes stuff just isn't released in the West, like even with like localization even already being complete. There's just really strange like clauses in contracts and stuff.
Just even to weird stuff like characters, certain characters that are like tethered to what you would assume would be that publisher actually outsourced to other developers out like or intellectual properties, but like companies outside. So like Walt Disney owns like a bunch of stuff from Japan, so like if localizing stuff into the West is a problem, it's usually because that character is someone else's property overseas. But in Japan, it's like owned by, I don't know, that publisher, say like Capcom or something.
And again, it's also because like you've got to bear in mind like fair use isn't really a like copyright laws are really weird in Japan. Like you can ask any content creator as well. Like in the West, you can probably go to most places and just kind of say like, hey, I want to film a video here. And 9 times out of 10, they'll probably say, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know, you're vlogging in a coffee shop. You can't do that in Japan. Like, even if you just want to have like a shop logo appear in a video, you have to go through like an absolute paper trail to get approval. It's ridiculous because fair use isn't a thing. So I can imagine that the talent agency just going, no, is like Sega. The amount of hassle it probably is for Sega, it probably is actually just easier for them to say, do you know what, just scrap the series. Which is a shame, because Sega have been doing really good bringing their games to PC. PC platform is one of the biggest platforms, especially in the West. So it is a massive loss of opportunity for them.
They could just not have real-life actors or their likenesses, just shift them into something else.
I mean, it would have made Metal Gear Solid 5 a lot cheaper.
Mm.
Looking at you, Keith Sunderland, you didn't even bloody say anything throughout the entire game.
I don't have a segue for that. A cryptocurrency farm in Ukraine was closed down by the Ukrainian government, and they seized 3,800 PlayStation 4s. There was almost 5,000 pieces of computer equipment seized in total. So that's a huge portion of PlayStations. And although when you think of a cryptocurrency farm, you don't think of PlayStation 4s, but the PlayStation 3s were used as quote-unquote supercomputers by the US government.
Yes, I was literally going to say, because this article just gave me like a niggling, like a little tickle. I was like, of useless information that I had in my brain of, and that was one of them. The US Air Force had, 1,500 or so like PS3s. And it was like called the something cluster and it sounded like a Katamari ball or something.
Yeah. Well, people have turned Game Boys and Raspberry Pis into Bitcoin miners. So it's definitely not out of the realms of possibility that PlayStation 4s were being used. And, well, why would you have almost 4,000 PlayStation 4s in your cryptocurrency farm if you weren't using them for cryptocurrency mining?
The impact?
The reason that the facility was raided was because they violated the criminal code of Ukraine via theft of electricity. So they weren't paying for the electricity that was being used to mine the cryptocurrency.
Oh, well, they would have paid it back with the crypto at some point.
At some point, when it went up.
Just to put all your investment in, like, Bong Box, some crypto I just made up.
Why?
Didn't Osama bin Laden have, like, a bunch of weaponized PS2s at some point too? Just what is up with PlayStation, like, just people collecting a bunch of PlayStations and just trying to turn them into supercomputers?
Isn't it cheaper to just combine a load of PlayStations rather than build a supercomputer?
Yes.
It's
still funny.
I believe it's because they don't count as computers, and so they are under different import tax laws.
Oh.
Which is why you will find don't take this with a pinch of salt, because I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're the way in which they're, like, taxed and, like, the laws and all the stuff work, because they don't count as computers, it's actually easier to get them in, like, countries than it is, say, a computer, which is why, like, you'll see PlayStations in the most random place. And you've got to remember, it's like PS2, there's, like, best-selling console of all time. They're fucking everywhere.
I remember PlayStation 2 at the time when it was released. At the time, they were skirting around certain taxes and VAT and whatever, because that's why they made it capable of. That's why they gave it a DVD drive that could play actual DVD videos.
It's funny how these are all PlayStations, but Xbox, headed by Microsoft, don't really hear much about this.
I've found the government website, the Ukrainian government website post where they talked about the seizing. Of course, it's not in English, so I've run it through Google Translate. Apparently, there were 3,800 game consoles, more than 500 video cards, 50 processors, a draft documentation on electricity consumption accounting. So they knew how much electricity they were using. And notebooks, phones, and flash drives all seized.
That's all just to play Cyberpunk 2077. Incredible.
And it still is poorly optimized. It's insane.
Well, speaking of poorly optimized, I don't know. Persona 5 is 25. So Atlas have announced, thanks to a new teaser website, that they're celebrating with 7 new projects. They've not said what these projects are.
Cancelled, hopefully.
But they tease something's coming or being announced in September, something's in autumn next year. And yeah, they're probably gonna bring out a new Persona, guys.
On a serious note, I hope this is a genuine. I hope this means that they might maybe release 1, 2, and 3 on PC or something. Especially given that you can't now buy them on PSN because they got rid of the whole PS1, PS2 stuff. Because those are actually good games. Like, they're a lot darker. They're a lot more interesting. This does, however, mean that they are probably going to be announcing Persona 6, which means the internet is going to be insufferable for another 2 years.
Well,
hasn't Persona 2 got Hitler in it?
Yes.
Persona 2 and Persona 3 Portable, or a version of Persona 2 and Persona 3 Portable, are available still, I believe, because you can get them on the... Can you get them on the Vita? Oh, I don't know. I checked the website, but you can't actually look up non-PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5 games on the website anymore.
Well, regardless, like, there's a lot of, like, older Persona games. It'd be nice if they could, like, bring them to modern consoles. I mean, it wouldn't happen, but if they could bring the DS Persona Q games to PC or something, that'd be great, because they're good dungeon crawlers.
I'll put them onto Wii U.
Yeah, do that.
I think there might be credence for the Persona 3, though, because, Persona 3 came out on the 13th of July, and the announcements of this whole thing happening, the 25th anniversary of the announcements coming ahead, are today, which is the 13th of July. So it's like, I wonder if that's a sleek, like a little nod, because why 2 months before an announcement for an announcement, I guess?
Yeah, there's... The thing is as well, and this is going to sound really harsh, it's like, we knock Persona 5, but the Persona series, there are elements of it that are good. I personally really like Persona 4. It is problematic, but as a whole, it's an enjoyable game. Persona 5, I can't stand. Persona 3, much like the Nocturne game, Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, which Persona is a spin-off of, that's a lot darker. That's a lot more interesting as well. So like, there are things I'd like to see. The problem is that like, this is inevitably going to mean we get Persona 6. They've already said that they would like that. Like, they're worried about how to surpass Persona 5. Trust me, there's easy ways you can do that. But yeah, you just have to look at the replies on like just people's reactions online to just see how toxic the kind of vocal portion of the Persona fandom is, and it's kind of like, yay.
I'll fight them all. At the same time, I'll happily fight everyone who is a Persona 5 fan.
Alongside these announcement, well, non-announcement announcements, they've also announced that there's some merchandise such as keychains, desktop calendar badges, and acrylic stands. There's some of the protagonists and poster styles of the key art for each game, and that's reminded me of the first time I saw the key art for the original Persona, which looks like some fan game of Persona. So someone has thought, I will make Persona game. And that's the key art that they decided. Because it's not great.
I got a prediction. Persona 6 will be green. And that's it. That's my prediction.
Well, in the logo they've posted, which has the 25 on it, the sixth color is white.
I mean,
Persona 6 is white, everyone.
Well,
I mean, aren't they all?
No, they're anime coloured.
I'm looking forward to the new genre of music that Persona is going to create in Persona 6, having invented acid jazz in Persona 5.
The interesting thing about this is this is actually one of like the few times all of the Persona protagonists have been present in sort of celebratory artwork. So the joke is that Atlus have finally accepted that Persona 1 and 2 actually exist. Which is actually funny, because to a point, there was kind of like a period of time where it was just Persona 3, 4, and 5. Because Persona 1 and 2 are obviously a bit older. A lot of people don't know about them or have ever played them. So it's kind of just funny that like Atlus are like, yeah, they do exist. I've actually seen some people on social media be like, wait, who are these characters? And it's like, yeah, it's not just called Persona 5 for the fuck's sake of it. Like, there's five fucking games.
You never know. It could have just started at 3 and just was like, yeah, forget it.
Or Star Wars.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, there's lots of like speculation of like what it could be. It's like, are they going to do another fighting game? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? Like, no. Like, this teaser image like mostly has all the mainline entries on it. Like, so this will probably
be... So it's a karting game.
I fucking hope so.
They've invented ska music.
I just wanted to know why Nikki said, is it a fighting game in an Irish accent?
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Oh, it's going to be a fighting game, lads. I don't know. Don't know, Nikki. You tell me. Nikki the Raving Irishman.
It happens from time to time.
Too much Sea of Thieves for you, that is.
No.
You know, those Irish pirates in the Caribbean.
Well, Pirish, I believe they call them.
I mean, let's hope that I genuinely want Persona 6 to be good, and I want it to be different, and I want it to be a game that's maybe a bit more mature. And I've said this multiple times, mature doesn't just mean more ass and titties and gore. Mature as in like it deals with things in the way, and people try and tell me Persona 5 is mature because it deals with in like themes of like they're really like adult. No, fuck off, it does really shit job of it. Like, it's Atlus, just make a game that is actually like about older characters dealing with real world issues, and not just something that makes me question if people are possibly pedophiles.
Hi, I've got a game for you, Nikki. It's Catherine 4. Catherine with an X. Catherine.
I quit the podcast.
Look, listen, I've played Catherine, and I just want you all to know that I feel the way that Atlas dealt with trans issues in those games was done significantly well. I'm struggling to say this with a straight face. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm like, what? We play the same game.
Atlas is so intolerable.
But they tried to fix it kind of, sort of, almost a little bit.
Do not get me on this rant, because I will, and just Atlas, do better. Just fucking do better.
Yeah, but
okay. You know what? Let's move on to our main topic.
No, Ace, the main topic is dumbs.
Yeah, that's why I want to move on to it.
There's nothing to say. It's such a one-sided question.
Yeah, I just want you to rant at me for 10 minutes, and then we can wrap up. Main topic that I decided on was Digimon versus Pokemon, which is the better franchise?
Pokemon.
Yeah, I assume you mean as games, because this is a gaming podcast.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, because it's Pokemon regardless.
Well, in almost every aspect. Even like the profits, the product, the theme tune. Like, okay, so the theme tune to Pokemon rules. It pumps you up. It's great. The one for Digimon sounds like, I don't know, indoctrination. Like it's a military chant before you commit some kind of heinous war crime.
Look, if we're talking about the anime series, at least they're different. The Pokemon series, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
You know what else, though, Ace? Pokemon may be that, and yet still every single season of Pokemon is better than Digimon. It's crazy. This whole argument would have been a better discussion if you'd picked Yo-Kart Watch instead of Digimon, because at least that had a little bit of momentum once upon a time.
Oh. No, it didn't.
It did. They just did way too many way too quick. But that stuff was selling like crazy.
I mean, I like Pokemon, but I do also like Digimon.
Good.
Yeah.
Digimon's not bad at all. It's like comparing...
Well, when it was me liking Digimon, it was wrong, but Nikki pipes up and suddenly you both change your tune.
No.
Yeah.
Nikki didn't say Digimon was better than Pokemon.
I didn't say it was.
I think which is the better one.
Why are we having this conversation?
I haven't actually played any of the Digimon games. I've heard that the most recent ones are quite good, but I've not played any of them. And I haven't played many Pokemon games. I only came back to it recently. But
you only need to play one of them, and you've played all of them.
Well, yeah. When I was younger, though, and like Pokemon and Digimon had just come out, I preferred watching Digimon as a kid. And nowadays, I just can't watch either, because I'm just like they're for kids, and I'm not fussed. But I've always liked, as much as I like Pokemon, there is a bit of me that's like the characters in Pokemon are cuter. They're nicer. They're better mascots. They're better brands. I like them. They're good. They're like plushies and shit. Digimon was a bit fucking weird. It was like a squirrel evolves into a fridge with a minigun, which is kind of cool, I guess. But I do really like Digimon's kind of dark undertones and like the weird like dimension bending internet shit. And I've heard that some of the seasons, like some more recent ones, are really dark. And I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
I feel like the mechanics behind Digimon make way more sense than Pokemon. Just because it makes more sense to me, it's better, whatever. But with Digimon, it's like they are upgrading, and the whole lore of it is like they are digital and they're like pets, and you know, it kind of translates well to our reality. Whereas Pokemon is very much more fantasy focused comparatively to Digimon, and it's like, oh, you just give some rat a candy and it turns into a different species. That's not how evolution works. But
fuck you, Darwin.
The only thing I remember about Digimon as a kid is that there was this Digimon that ate its own shit.
Oh my god, yes!
I don't think it eats its own, it does eat others in the game.
Oh yeah,
at least.
Sorry, yeah. It eats the other Pokemon.
That's Sukamon.
I think, yes, if you do that in the video game, where if you get that Pokemon to eat its own poop, then like it turns into like a more poopier character.
Yeah,
it just becomes regresses even more poopier and poopier.
Yeah, and that is why Digimon is shit. Literally.
I mean, that character.
You realize that there's a Pokemon called Trubbish or something.
Oh, Trubbish.
It's a bag of garbage.
But it's garbage, but it's not poo.
Yeah, it's garbage. At least not eating its own shit.
What's muck made out of?
It's like slime. I always thought muck was like radiated bullshit, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that's made out of poo.
It's still better than poo. Oh, well,
Yeah, it's still better than as a 6-year-old child playing a game where one of the things you're trying to like tame and like level up is just eating shit. Because as a child, there's nothing more. As an adult, there's nothing more disgusting than something eating its own shit or someone else's shit. In Pokemon, they don't eat their own shit; they just fight.
Well, I don't know, which is why it kind of works with Digimon. Because in some circles on the internet, people love eating their own poop.
Yeah, and who wants to point out
what is in Digimon food?
I don't know, but I just want to point out that like
Weetabix.
The current airing season of Digimon Adventure, is a reboot of the original. So this is a great time to get back into Digimon, everyone.
I thought the movies are better than the Pokemon movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Pokemon's... Well, it's like the reason Ash will always be 10 is because Pokemon is aimed at kids. Like, that's... Like they've said that. That's the reason he'll always be 10.
Oh, he's just got a neurodegenerative issue as a matter.
What? What's about Beyblades instead?
Ah, yes, Beyblade. Have you played the games? Because they're terrible.
Yeah, they're awful. It's good. Anime,
Beyblade though. Is just also. Can I just point out? Like, I love that. Like, we're debating like Pokemon and like and Digimon's evolution, but no one ever questioned Yu-Gi-Oh with the fact that like they just have all this ridiculous holographic technology to play a card game, and eventually in a post-apocalyptic version they play it on motorcycles. But then, to be fair, as we all know, card games on motorcycles is the coolest fucking thing. So actually, yeah, screw it. Yu-Gi-Oh is the best. I'm out.
But what about the fact that these holograms can send you to hell or purgatory or whatever the hell it is?
Also,
and that grandfather down there too.
I mean, in the original manga for Yu-Gi-Oh, like it wasn't even about card games. It was literally like every chapter was a different game, and people like straight up died.
I believe in that they did do some episodes to. Like adapt the manga more faithfully, and like in one of the first episodes Yuki shoots someone dead.
Wow, that is
don't mess with Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'm just seeing like how many Beyblade series there are.
Like if you want to make a gun from a Yu-Gi-Oh card, you have to get like each component of a gun to form it, whereas in Pokemon there probably is just a Pokemon that is a gun. Well, I guess like a Digimon.
Beyblade is still going.
You know what? Yes. You know what we should discuss in this moment here? Card Captor Sakura.
That's
one. This, in fact, we could just list so many things that are better than Digimon Ace, to be quite honest with you. Because literally everything is. I'm sorry.
It's not like Digimon Card Captor Sakura is
better than Pokemon.
Wait, what? Nothing is better than Pokemon Ace. Nothing.
I mean, there's a lot that could be better than Pokemon.
Nope.
What was about that about earlier about the footballer being a child?
Yeah, and he liked Yu-Gi-Oh. So what does that say about you guys? And look, he's racist.
Look, let's be honest. Like
yes.
I was just about Yugi shooting someone.
Okay, very quickly. I'm looking now on So for Digimon, I'm looking on my anime list. It's like stuff like people recommend if you like Digimon, you like this. And obviously Pokemon's the first one. But then there's also a few nice little exceptions, which I think we need to point out. Firstly, there's Monster Rancher, which we all know is great. Sonic X, which is the best isekai anime ever.
Wait, that's fucking an anime?
Yeah, Sonic X is an anime.
Yeah.
Boondocks isn't? Okay, sorry.
And the final one, which I think is just perfect to end this argument on. People have said that if you like Digimon, do you know what you'll love? And this is especially for you, Rose. Do you know what you'll love?
Suicide.
Persona 4. Wow, okay. I mean, I was going to say Persona 4 the anime, but fine, fuck me, I guess.
The fact that Digimon is comparable to Persona is enough for me to very, very validly claim that is the worst fictional creation ever created.
And with that, we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Rhodes, Nikki, and Wings. The Getting Green Greencast is nothing without you, our listeners. Whether you subscribe via Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, we appreciate it. Don't forget to click on GameGrin.com every day to see what's what. And keep an eye on social media. Just search for Game Grin to find out when a new podcast goes live. And finally, game on.